Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
So you may be wondering, what exactly is this show? It's something like that. Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
Best intro ever.
I could not pass that shit up.
That shit was too good, dude.
I was encouraged too hard the last time, so that's it's a good introduction.
So really, you got peer pressured into this?
Not really, no.
A little bit.
Here's what happened. It wasn't peer pressure because no one was here. I just remember, man, everyone liked that idea last week. I'll do it for them.
And I'm a man of the little people, so.
Yeah, I was being selfless. Very fine example of that.
We appreciate you.
Let me close this window here so we don't lose all that. We're not trying to heat the outside. Yeah. Your parents ever tell you that?
Oh, yeah. And my little brother yelled it at his daughter, who was 1.5.
Oh, my God.
She was, like, running in and out. They have, like, one of those, like, pull down the handle doors to go outside.
Oh, yeah.
And she just is a big fan of that. He's like, hey, close that door. We're not paying to heat the outside. And sure, shit, she waddles over and closes the door.
Well, when you say pull down the handle, you mean like on this door?
Yep, just like that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like a big-ass lever on the wall that like slides a bookcase over.
That would be cool as fuck.
Pull down can mean just about anything. Be a big old rope.
Well, I mean, you pull down, it counts.
Yeah. No, it does.
Right?
That was one of the things listed in my head.
Okay.
But why not immediately jump for the sliding bookcase example?
That's I like it.
I know. It's really, if I want a sliding bookcase room.
Fuck.
In the future.
So bad, dude.
I know.
I need one. I need to go down into a dungeon that has just, I don't even, you know what? I don't care what's down there. I'll just like.
Just want to be in a dungeon?
I'll just put my extra socks down there. I don't give a fuck. I just want a dungeon.
The sock dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, by the way, I have a question for you.
Okay, go.
All right, so Kirsty, her major is anthropology, right?
Yeah, that's what she got her degree in, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I found, you know the creepypastas?
Yeah.
There's this one guy that I follow named Nature's Temper on YouTube. He just narrates really well.
Okay.
But he has one series that he's started reading right now. It's called I Found a Portal Where Homo Sapiens Never Evolved.
Whoa.
And that kind of just like pretty much that's the gist of it.
How not evolved? Like
humans got eradicated by Neanderthals, and now Neanderthals are the...
Oh, they're the dominant.
Yeah, it just like it's clearly written by somebody who understands how fucking anthropology works. But no, it's a phenomenal. Like the Neanderthals, they grew up, they're more advanced, they have similar technology to ours.
Okay.
Like we'd say probably like 50s-ish era. Like, okay. They have radios and guns, but he goes into detail. Like, they have, like, their guns, none of them have scopes on them, just iron sight. He's like, shit, maybe they don't have the ability to do that. They're like, wait, they also have superior vision, so what if they never needed scopes?
Oh, shit.
And it just goes into, like, real in-depth while you follow this guy and his buddy as they get kidnapped by Neanderthals. It's actually a phenomenal story. It was 40 minutes, and it went by like that.
Whoa. So I'll spoil it a little bit for myself. Do they make friends with the Neanderthals that kidnapped them?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Or at least not yet. I'm on part one. Part two is coming eventually.
Here's one thing that you didn't know. Neanderthals, really racist. So.
Oh, yeah. No, the Neanderthals, like, they have kind of a board set up, and they talk about, like, the other previous humans that kind of evolved up with Neanderthals. And
and like showed when they died and how.
No, not
spoilers,
just that.
We
they
did
have
it.
Like I forget the name of them. It's like, give me like an example of a pre-human that isn't a Neanderthal. I don't remember.
Homo homilis.
Sure,
that last part's probably wrong.
I don't know. Anyways, long story short, they have like a whole slave camp of those.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Homo sapiens get yeeted into that slave camp for a while. Well, everyone's trying to figure out, like, didn't we kill you, like, 40,000 years ago?
Why are you here? And then they're just scratching their heads over that.
Yeah.
I assume they escape again. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to write that shit down.
No, they got... Yeah, well, I assume he escaped, and he already spoils at the beginning. His friend, I think his name is Alex, dies. But I don't know how or what or... But anyways, yeah, and there's, like, not a whole lot of them because I guess they don't breed as fast as humans do.
So, 11-month gestation period versus 9, maybe?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so they're, like, imagine present day, but they have a little bit older technology than we have now, mm-hmm. a lot less people, and I think it was supposed to be, like, early fall, and they had snow. So, like, oh, it's from fucking no global warming and shit. And I was like, hey, there's, like, they...
This
guy,
is how it would have been.
Yeah, no, the guy put it all together just really well.
Well, how is there no global warming if they still have 50s technology? Does that mean they had an industrial revolution or they didn't and it's like people making guns in their houses? And they
I
just...
don't know. They have radios and they have cars. I don't think they have TV. They have guns.
And nature's their TV.
And they have a blimp and woolly mammoths.
I like the idea that there's only one blimp for the entirety of Neanderthal society. Like, that's kind of...
No, they're just, like, in one part of Europe. I'm sure they're, like, all over the world, but... there just isn't nearly as many of them as there is Homo sapiens in 2019.
Blimps and dirigibles are the same thing, right?
A what?
Dirigible. It's a...
Hop on the Google.
It's a bullshit word for blimp, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're thinking of a Zeppelin.
Then what's that? Well, Zeppelin's got structure to it, right?
Oh, shit. Sure as fuck. It's a real thing.
Airship or dirigible balloon. Type of aerostat or lighter-than-air aircraft that can navigate through the air under its own power. Aerostats gain their lift from large gas bags with a lifting gas that is less dense than the surrounding air. In early dirigibles, lifting gas was hydrogen. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Significant amounts were discovered in the United States, and for a while, helium was only used for airships. Whoa, so balloons weren't a thing?
Well, were only used for airships in that country.
Oh, yeah.
Built in the 60s, have used helium?
No, you were right, the 60s.
The 60s?
That's where it all started.
Yeah.
Yep. People started not shaving their pits and, all that other fun stuff.
Well.
Hmm? I mean, I'm right, don't even... challenge me on this.
Whatever floats their goats.
Main types are non-rigid, semi-rigid, and rigid. Okay,
what's the fucking difference?
Bing, bing, bing.
Is it all like right. a hot air balloon versus like the Hindenburg?
So rigid airship is it's got like a frame to it.
Okay.
Here's a picture of the USS.
Commonly called Zeppelins.
Shenandoah. That's a Zeppelin. Yeah. Semi-rigid has got like strings and stuff on it.
Okay, so.
Revived by Zeppelin NT, all right? And then blimp is a Goodyear blimp. It's just a big old balloon. There ain't no structure there.
I just now remembered that I once had a dream that...
About the Goodyear blimp?
No, you know that, kind of like the industrial district of Woodland, that strip right next to Walmart?
On the way to Walmart.
Yeah. In there was like this big, huge open lot, and it was owned by Google, and it was all Google blimps.
What?
And I was
when?
Like... It was a dream.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You're like, when the fuck was this?
Yeah, you should have told me immediately when that was happening. So
but
I
and then in my dream, I was like, damn, this is pretty rad. I'm going to go visit it tonight. So I just like hop over the fence, as you do.
Of course.
I'm walking around looking at all these Google blimps. And I'm like, man, this is the coolest shit ever. And I touch something and a rope unraveled somewhere and all of them just whoop, 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 whoop. Like I lost 12 Google blimps. And in my head, I was like, that's over $1 billion. And I know I have a camera on me right now. I think I should kill myself.
That was your go-to?
I mean, it's better that than owing $1 billion.
That's true. But I feel like if you did that in real life, you would be thinking a little more clearly. You would look directly into the camera that was filming you. You would dab at it and then run away.
Just helicopter dick and bounce. Because they can't show that on TV. They're not looking for me.
The unknown perpetrator.
The unknown perpetrator whose face we cannot show here.
Whose face or rest of the body shuffles papers awkwardly on... I don't have any papers.
And now sports.
Should that be a prop that I have here? Just papers?
To like adjust?
Yeah.
Tap, tap.
I don't know. If we ever turn this into a news program, maybe that'll happen.
Hey, we're kind of telling the news. I was telling the news story about a dream I had once.
Yeah, no, that would be fucking front page news.
I also had a dream, not last night, but the night before. So there's these, like, the group of people that I hang out with, right?
Right.
There's these two girls that I know, and in my dream, both of them were, like, 6 months pregnant. And, like, when I saw them, I was like, well, I know for sure I saw them last week, and they weren't pregnant at all. So
accelerated pregnancy.
So I'm, like, looking at them, I was like, I didn't even know what the first thing to ask was. And I was like, so I was just like, so who's the dad? I guess, like, well, it's really none of your business. I'm like, well, you're absolutely right. However, I saw you a week ago and you weren't pregnant and now you're almost due. Like, there's, like, so much going on here. I was just trying to, like, gently broach the topic.
I promise I have far more questions than these two questions.
Yeah, we're going to be here a while. Take a seat. I know your ankles hurt.
That was the extent of it?
Yeah, that I just got a call.
I wonder if that's a foreshadowing thing. I mean, you can predict baby names like no one's business.
I don't know, because neither of them are married or even dating, so.
What if it'll be me?
Oh, God. Then this should serve as a warning for you not to put yourself in that situation.
This is very true.
Just avoid.
Just avoid.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, Renee.
Avoid the vaginas.
Saving my life. Yeah. Celibacy is key.
Saving your life, your bank account. Don't have sex, because you will get diseases and you will die.
I mean, that's going to happen regardless.
Turns out, death is a just a side effect of life.
This is...
Check that out.
Did you know supposedly they're making, like, super big advancements in, like, just general life extensions? And supposedly the first person to live 1,000 years has already been born.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And that man's name?
Me.
Joe Rogan.
Me, hopefully.
Oh, that'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be you than
I am 1,000 years old, and the rest of you fuckers only live to 200. Eat my old balls.
Are you, like, are you 1% of the way there yet?
1%? How old am I? I'm 25. How much is that?
That's like 2.5% to 1,000 years.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. So I'm a fourth of the way.
Just take two zeros off.
Bitch, what?
Okay, so 1,000 years is your goal, right?
Yeah.
10% of that is 100.
Okay, and I'm a quarter of the way to 100.
Wait, did I do this
so
wrong?
So I'm a quarter of the way to 10%.
You're a quarter of the way.
Which is 2.5. Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Hey, Mav.
Hey. Ha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
Look at you go, Renee. You're so smart.
And I'm pretty much in the same area, so I guess it's a race to see who gets there first.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to win, but whatever.
And plugging yourself into the singularity doesn't count. You need to have your physical body.
Semantics.
Far from it. That's just science, man.
That's just, it should be like that sometimes.
So far as the dictionary definition of life, that's why viruses aren't technically alive.
Wait, really?
Do you know that? Yeah.
No.
Viruses don't count
as alive. Oh, shit,
I think
I heard something about this.
Aren't alive. Plug it in the box.
Tell me why.
Article.
Viruses dead or alive, they're little assholes.
If life were a monster movie, would viruses be vampires or zombies? Werewolves or Frankenstein's monster? Would they be something else entirely? The first step in answering these questions comes down to...
Blah, blah, blah. Moving on.
Da-da-da.
Homeostasis, self-regulation, living things have different levels of organization.
Verdict, fail. Living things have different levels of organization. Verdict, pass. Living things reproduce. Verdict, maybe.
What? Of course they do. How else do you sneeze in someone's mouth and they get it?
One of the basic urges in nature is for a species to pass on its genetic information. Viruses definitely multiply. While our immune system could certainly handle a single viron, it is hundreds of thousands of virons.
Wait, viron? I've never heard that in my life.
Virion.
I love that.
How about viri? It's the hundreds of thousands of viri created in a short period of time that harm our cells. Viruses must use host cells to create more virions.
Okay, so they don't really reproduce. They take another cell and reproduce in it.
Yeah.
So they're...
It's kind of rude.
So they're... what's that fucking word?
Parasitic.
Parasitic. Yeah,
yes,
I was
definitely.
Thinking that. All right, living things grow.
Fail. Okay. Living things use energy. Maybe.
What? Okay.
The criterion is somewhat tricky. Creating new viruses is a major undertaking, from building nucleic acids to putting capsids together. That costs a lot of energy. However, all the energy that goes into this construction comes from the host. While viruses will definitely benefit from the use of energy, they are latching onto the host's metabolism to get it. in parentheses, maybe they're vampires? Living things.
Sorry, I gotta text people back.
No worries. Living things respond to stimuli. Verdict unknown. They're way too fucking tiny. We ain't ever gonna figure that out. Living things adapt to their environment. Verdict pass. Let's see. Consider the following. If a virus isn't alive, does that affect how we deal with viral infections? Absolutely. Antibiotics, for example, are used to treat bacterial infections and are useless at dealing with viruses like flu or chickenpox. Antibiotics target certain parts of bacteria in hopes of killing them. With viruses, it's hard to kill something that isn't quite alive to begin with. Instead of destroying the virus, antiviral medicines try to shut off the replication cycle, like shutting down the android production line. Oh, I see. It's a joke. So viruses, they do not count. They are second-class beings. Definitely don't have souls, since they don't fit into that dictionary area of life. So yeah, edumacated.
Edumacated.
Yeah. Complete left turn. I have had a tune stuck in my head for a really long time, and I need to spread the virus. Actually, so it's related. Virus. So it's not a song, necessarily.
Okay, sing it to me.
You ever heard of the Name Game?
No.
Okay, so it's just this thing where you take people's names and you put it into this silly song.
Okay.
So
I'm listening.
The one that I've had, and actually there's a, hang on, let me get this, hang on. Name game generator. It's kind of a weird phrase thing that you have to fit in your head. So let's do Jared's name. The name game lyrics for Jared. It goes like this.
Oh, shit.
Jared, Jared, Bo-Barid, Banana, Fanta, Fo-Farid, Fee-Fi, Mo-Merid, Jared. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that tune stuck in my head for like
the past I've had that tune stuck in my head since I was three, so fuck you for bringing it back.
It was popular when you were three?
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's fun.
I had someone sing it a lot, and I don't like it.
But I've had the one for the name Brad stuck in my
Brad,
head.
Brad, yeah. Bro, Brad,
Brad, Brad, Bo, Brad, Banana, Fanta, Fo, Brad, Fee, Fi, Mo, Rad, Brad. And it's only because Tom Hanks does it in a movie.
What?
Yeah. It's,
what movie?
It's called The Money Pit.
The Money Pit.
Him and his girlfriend buy a $1 million house.
Just... Oh, shit. Yeah, you showed me some clips from it, and that whole place just falls apart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sounds. It's actually a pretty funny movie. But interestingly, with this name game, let me see. There are certain names that don't work in it.
Really?
Mine might be one of them.
Yeah, we did Truck.
Truck?
Truck, Truck, Bo Buck, Banana, Fana, Fo. Oh.
Well, mine actually works, I guess. Rene, Rene, Bobane, Banana, Fana, Fofani, Fee, Fi, Momane, Rene. Yeah. I don't know why, but it's just, it seems like you could really fucking jam on that if you had an electric guitar.
Just, if you, like, actually had half a clue what you're doing, just fucking rip it.
Exactly.
Yeah, my man.
I need to figure out what I'm doing. I have no guitars on
hand.
What
are we doing with our lives?
I have access to a bass guitar.
I have a violin.
Why do you have a violin?
I wanted to play violin.
When?
It's been a while. Once upon a time, I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to learn violin. And then I started, and then I got roommates, and they don't like it.
Oh,
so I
damn.
Don't play violin much anymore.
Did it cost a lot?
It was like $200 from a pawn shop.
Yeah.
I went in there, and I was like, he's like, hey, you got any questions? I was like, yeah. Do you got any violins that aren't $200? He's like, yeah, I got some that are $300. And I was like, all right, $200 so it is. Let's do it.
Actually, and you know what? I've had my hands on violins before. Not too difficult to play. Guitars are harder to wrap your mind around.
Yeah, guitars have just so many more options. Violins, like, the concept is there. It's just to get in this bow and the fingering right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still, it's almost, you're holding it just kind of like an elevated guitar. Yeah. You don't have to bend your hand as sharply, mm-hmm. I feel. But it's just easier to get clear notes out of it than with the guitar. So it.
And I feel like with a violin, if you fuck up, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. It goes squeak, blah.
Squeak. And yeah, and then the string probably snaps and hits you in the face.
The slidey screech plank, as they call it.
The squashes?
The slidey screech plank.
Who said? Who calls it that?
I don't know. The internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's out there, I know.
That reminds me. I found a great meme, and I don't know why, but I really want you to see it.
Sure. Move the virus along, the meme virus.
Yeah. Oh,
that was my proclamation last show. Memes are.
I have no idea why, but this fucking This bullshit.
We need a description. Okay. It's a, the hell? It's a picture of...
It's so dumb.
Okay, you know what? This is like, all right. You ever seen those pictures where it's... oops, not right now. There it is. Yeah. Well, actually, hold it up closer. But it's like go right in front of the lens. There you go. See, the thing is like that is, you know, those pictures that you see where like it looks like a bunch of weird shit in a room that's blending together, yeah. And it's supposed to represent what the brain kind of does when it's in the midst of a stroke. You just can't really comprehend the thing in front of you. What you just showed me is like that.
All fizz, no black stuff.
What the hell?
New Pebis, all fizz.
Pebit. It was like a Pepsi bottle, but it was spelled wrong, but there was a Burger King logo on it for some
reason. No, Kurger Bing.
Kurger. God damn it. Fuck. What the hell is this?
It's memes, man.
This is a monkey wrench in my head.
Dude, when I tell you Mixmaster meme, fucking mean it.
It's really true.
Yeah, that shit takes...
When are you going to drop your first mixtape?
My first mixtape? Mm-hmm. Just about memes? Well, yeah. I need somebody to produce me. And then make me a sick beat, and then I can get rich and famous. Then I'll split the profits with you, 30-70.
It seems fair to me, I guess. You know,
yeah, I don't. How much does the producer normally make? You know what? Pull that up. I'm
at
really
least
curious.
Half. I thought. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe half, but nice, I was trying to be selfish because I'm a big star.
How much do music producers make?
No, not a salary. I want to know what like make.
Just how much? How much do music producers?
Yeah,
make?
Right there.
How about that? Access to knowledge.com. No, it's got salary again.
Oh, wow. So they just out here just mixing music and then people are making millions off of it?
I guess.
Do they get a commission at least?
I don't know. Maybe it depends. Maybe if you're like a privately contracted music producer.
Like Diplo,
I think Dr. Dre does that.
Yeah, like Diplo's probably doing really well.
Is he working for someone?
No, he just plays Coachella every year.
Oh, okay.
And he does big shows and shit.
Oh, yeah. I bet he gets a cut of all those tickets.
And he has, like, however many million followers on Instagram. That has to be worth money.
Yeah, the number of followers you have on Instagram instantly translates to a dollar amount.
Dude, it seriously does, though.
Don't you, like, just you take off two zeros, and then you probably divide it by three, and then that's how much money you get?
You know what? That's worth a look.
How much?
I think it depends on how many ads you want to run. Because
no, I'm fucking around. It absolutely depends on that.
Yeah.
And we'll never know how much money that is because all that ad money is like
here. I'll tell you what,
secret.
I'll get famous and then I'll tell you.
Okay. And what makes you think I won't tell anyone?
Well, I'll tell you on the show. That way anybody can
hear
that's
fine.
But if
yeah.
they want the answer, they got to come here.
Exactly. This is the you may be wondering what this show is. It's like this is the center for all useless knowledge.
It's that.
I can never replicate that moment again. Like that was just a real like.
The stars in your disease just aligned.
The disease of living?
I don't know, just in general.
Just
whatever diseases you have.
I don't know. Occasionally I do wonder, like, what if I have, like, a secret disease? Not, like, a virus or nothing,
but... it's, like, some sort of weird, like, autoimmune deficiency. You hit, like, 35 and then your leg rots off or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're like, how did anybody not notice this? And they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't check for toothpicks in your asshole when you were a kid. Who knew?
How did they get there? I don't know. It just happens to like...
I don't know, but if we had checked for that when you were 7, then we would have known. But we didn't, and now here you are missing a fucking foot.
And now we bow our heads and send you out the hospital door. No, it's like...
Adios.
Like, Kirsty was thinking that maybe I had some kind of, you know, one of those syndromes. The thing about syndromes is, like, either they fucking suck or you never know you have it until you start looking on WebMD.
Yeah.
And I forget the one that she was thinking that I might have, but it has...
Crohn's.
Oh, shit. I hope
you
not.
You have Crohn's syndrome.
Not Crohn's disease. We know what that is.
Is there a difference?
I think so.
I don't know. It's worth a Google.
If Crohn's disease is the one that makes you shit your pants in the middle of the day...
What's the difference between, like, what is a syndrome?
Oh, that's a good question. Syndrome versus disease. Difference between syndromes and disease. Difference between .net. The terms disease and syndrome can puzzle you every time. A disease is a condition marked by three basic factors. An established biological cause behind the condition. 2, a defined group of symptoms. 3, consistent change in anatomy. due to the condition.
Uh-huh.
A syndrome does not have any of these features. Even the symptoms that are present are usually not consistent and definitely not traceable to a single cause.
Kind of like Stockholm Syndrome. It's not an actual biological thing. It's a brain thing.
Yeah. You can't see it. You can't...
What are some other popular syndromes? I need to know this so I can say that other rappers have it on my rap track.
Can I do popular syndromes?
Yeah, not the one from The Incredibles, though.
List of syndromes.
Oh, this is going to be like 18 pages.
TheDoctorsLounge.com. Adams-Stokes syndrome, Barlow syndrome, Eisenmenger's syndrome, floppy valve syndrome. That's it.
There you go. She said that's what you have?
Floppy. No. I forget what the
fuck. If your wife says that you have floppy valve syndrome, that's like, that's just like a real subtle diss.
Actually, I don't know if she's up for a call, but we might as well give it a shot. I think it started with an E. Can't be sure, but...
Eisenberg.
Ooh, that sounds scary. Did you know they made a Breaking Bad movie, and it totally passed me by?
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix right now. Yeah. I haven't watched it because I haven't watched Breaking Bad.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
I
had a question for you. Remember a while ago when you thought that I had a syndrome? Can you tell me what that syndrome was? Try that again. It was doing something weird.
Are you guys doing the show right now?
Yeah.
I'm saying, but it has to do with mobility joints. I don't think you have it, but it's something that may be interested in.
I think it started with an E.
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
That's Danlos.
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome?
Yeah, hang on.
Right,
I don't think you actually...
Well, now we need to know.
Okay, so here's the syndrome I have. It's
I don't think you have it.
Connective tissues. Yeah.
Okay. Signs and symptoms of the most common form of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome include overly flexible joints, stretchy skin... and fragile skin.
Oh, God, I think he has it.
You don't have that.
I don't know, man.
Unless you're fucking with knives.
Knives are definitely the enemy of my skin, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a strike against me for having this syndrome.
I don't really think you have that. You're just a weird freak with weird joints.
Yeah, you have weird elbows, but so do I, so it's fine.
I got weird elbows and fingers, yeah.
Wait, your elbows pop a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, they do. They didn't used to, though. Like, before I met Kirsty, I don't think I had the ability to pop my elbows, and then I just went on, like, this self-discovery journey of what joints can I discover that pop, and my elbows became one of them, and I could just do it by just stretching my arm out.
My elbows do that, well, mostly my left elbow, but that's because I got both of them hyperextended once. And then if I like sit in one position for too long, like if I sat here like this, my left elbow, I'd feel it seize up and I could just crack.
Ew, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, by the way, I cannot hear Jared at all.
Really?
You're not missing much.
Yeah.
Let's try. Oh, wait. Let's try. Oh, God. I can't do that to you because then you'll yell
at me. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Here. Try saying something, Jared.
Hello. Hello.
Did he come through?
Hello.
No.
Hello.
I mean, I can hear him in the background, but I can't, like, actually hear his words.
Hello. That's so weird. I wonder...
I heard him yelling.
I was bellowing at the top of my lungs.
I wonder why that's happening. Here, what if we do this? Here, try now.
Hello? I'm going to say that's a no.
Nothing.
Okay, that's something to troubleshoot another time, I suppose. Anyway.
Could hear us.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Last week. Anyways.
Thanks for the information.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, the thing I have.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm still impressed with myself at that painting. I think it looks good.
Jared, spooky. It is spooky month 2019. Let's not forget that.
Spooky month.
Coming. We're at the halfway point right now. I can't wait for the fucking finale to it, which is going to be me drinking 6 hurricanes in a few hours and stumbling down the street, probably wearing a cool hat.
How many millions of gallons is a hurricane?
Oh, just how much rain it dumps?
Yeah, like, I think it's trillions, actually.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know what the...
How are you going to drink six of those?
Very carefully.
No.
One drop at a time.
A hurricane, I'll give you the recipe for a hurricane. So you take a glass that's about 16 inches tall.
Okay.
And then you fill it halfway up with rum.
Okay.
And then you put like 2 scoops of sugar in it and some red food coloring.
All right.
And then you fill the rest up with more rum and you're done. It's a hurricane.
That sounds like... A disaster.
Whoa! Hey! See, now you get it.
And now you're going to drown and die.
Yeah, potentially. Well, I just won't go swimming.
Or, you know, you're going to, like, wreck a house or something. Just whatever.
Maybe. If someone invites me to their house, I might. But, no, we're staying in a hotel.
Where are you guys going?
New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I know you've told me multiple times. But since I see you once a week, a lot of stuff happens in between that.
Yeah. 1 hour isn't enough to put enough things in your head to stick. I understand.
Yeah, you just start just like throwing shit and hope something sticks to the board. Exactly. Side note, compliment my shirt.
That's a good fucking shirt, man.
Thanks.
Good job.
It was $8.67 at Walmart.
That's not the one that you
No, this
wore
one is
hospital.
Gray. The other one was blue and much larger.
It was blue, you're right.
Yes. I remember this because I wore it.
Is that what you wear to work now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just Oh yeah, I didn't work today. Boss texted me last night. He's like, hey, by the way, ain't shit going on tomorrow, so just take the day off and be ready to get bright and early on Monday. And I was
really?
Like, you got it.
Wow.
And so I sat and I thought about all the things I had to do, and I watched all the clips of every best moment of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
While you were thinking of the things he had to do.
Yeah, I spent literally all day doing that. And then at one point, I went to Panda Express, and then I went home, and then I kept watching more sunny clips, and then I took a nap. Now I'm here.
Congratulations. That's a day well spent.
Yeah, I think so.
That reminds me of fucking something. I may have shown you this before.
That also reminds me, I've never actually seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and now I really want to.
It's funny, dude.
It's like not on Netflix anymore.
They took it off?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I remember seeing it like 100 times and going, meh, and then moving on, and now I'm kicking myself because I can't find it.
Here's the thing about It's Always Sunny. It's been going on, I think it's in its 14th season, which is insane. That might be too long for almost any show. Seinfeld didn't even go that long. It's definitely got some stinkers mixed in.
Well, any show will.
Yeah, and I feel like I could not watch that show all day.
Yeah.
It's Always Sunny is one that I'll watch for maybe 2 hours maximum, and then I got to take a break. Because I can kind of tell where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But, man, over time, watching these guys become worse and worse people is the best character evolution I've ever seen.
I still
television.
Think, like, the funniest fucking clip I saw was when Charlie was making his online dating profile.
What the fuck was he doing?
And
was
they're
he
sitting there like, all right. Yeah.
Milk steak.
And they're like, all right, what's your favorite food? Milk steak. And he's like... What is that? No, just put milk steak. If she's the one, she'll understand. No, nobody understands that, Charlie. We're going to skip that. What's one of your hobbies? Magnets. Like collecting magnets? Or no, just magnets. He's like, we're going to put snowboarding. And what's something you like? Ghouls. And so much of it is improv and like seeing like all the outtakes.
Oh my God.
Dude,
yeah.
They're just like not able to keep their shit together because it's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And like seeing all the extras like being able to keep their shit together because they're so terrified of losing their spot on the show.
Yeah, like that's their one chance that's going to launch them into stardom. Is
and so they're just like dead serious and they're too scared to laugh when all the other fucking nut jobs there are just crying. And then Dennis just being an absolute sociopath.
Dude, yeah, he gets more insane as time goes
on. Dude, it's hilarious.
The fucking...
You haven't thought of the smell, you bitch!
Idiots! Idiots!
Just I'm going to cut you up into a million tiny pieces and put you in a box. A glass box. I'm going to put it on display. Anyways, now that that's over and he just goes back to talking to their therapist together and his therapist is like, no.
He tells the therapist that?
No, he's telling Dee that while, or she was trying to tell the therapist something and kept interrupting Dennis and he finally just fucking snapped.
My God.
He said he's going to like turn it into a skin suitcase and keep it with his other collection.
Do you know where Max's character evolution's going?
Yeah, he's gay.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, he's super gay.
And
they're at the bodybuilding show, and he's like, come on, guys, we got to grease up these buff dudes.
And Frank's just getting dementia, I'm pretty sure. I think that's his character development, is he's getting dementia.
You think so?
I think so.
I think he's just fucking nuts.
They do an episode.
Isn't he, like, obscenely wealthy?
Somehow, yeah. I don't know where it all came from.
Somebody did, like, a 16-minute, like, breakdown of how wealthy is Frank, and it comes down to about $67 million.
Holy crap. Yeah, that guy can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, a lot of guess and check. Like, the bar should have closed down 100 times throughout the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
And Frank's just keeping it afloat because he really likes it, and he likes the crew.
I wonder how many times it's gone through Chapter 11. An insane amount of times. But they did a whole episode where it was from his point of view. You don't ever see Frank's face. The camera is his eyes, and you just live a day in the life of Frank.
And is it fucking nuts?
It's insane, dude.
Do they do a day in the life of Charlie?
Because
when he was in therapy episode,
yeah,
dude. Can you just pull it up? It's like a 1 minute clip.
Charlie in therapy?
Yeah.
Probably not too far away here.
There
Let's
we go.
See.
Top one. I guess it's about 3 minutes.
Charlie?
I could watch this shit all day. I did.
Why don't you share with me how you feel the dinner went?
Fine, I'll do the dishes! You're just gonna make me do them anyway!
No. Why do you assume I'm gonna make you do the dishes?
Because it's Charlie work, and I'm gonna get stuck with it, so I'll just do the dishes. God damn it!
Charlie work? What's Charlie work? Fill me in.
All right. You don't even know what Right. Okay, well, Charlie work is like, you know, like basement stuff, cleaning urinals, blood stuff, your basic slimes, your sludges, anything dead or decaying, you know, I'm on it, I'm dealing with it.
And you dislike it?
Well, no, I mean, at its core, I love it, you know? I love the dark, I love slippery things, I love being naked, in the sewer, bleach smells good, it tastes good, you know? But it's just like, I don't like being told what to do.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I don't like being told what to do, everyone's always telling me what to do all the time.
Got it.
Kick me around. Probably the weirdest guy in the universe, you know? Probably even weirder than someone from Saturn.
Why do you think you're weird?
I don't know, it was weird, I guess. What did he tell you?
I'm not at liberty to discuss
it. I mean, like, would it be weird if you survived an abortion? You know, would it be weird if, like, you shared a bed with a man who may or may not be your father?
Oh, yeah, he survived the abortion.
Again, I can't talk
you know,
about...
would it be weird if you eat cat food to go to sleep and you have such a fascination with cats that maybe you glue cat hair in the back of your
that's
neck every now and then?
Anyways, that's the gist of it.
So, you know, like, is it bad?
No.
Charlie's a fucked up guy.
Yeah, he eats cat food because it gives him stomach aches and it makes him sleepy.
Yeah.
And so he can ignore the cats that are meowing outside of his room so he can go to sleep.
God, how many fucking cats do they have?
Oh, yeah,
in
and, he huffs paint before he goes to sleep.
It's the weirdest fucking thing. And actually, the whole first season is kind of meh. You need these guys to start going more insane to stay interested.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, haven't actually seen it, really want to, but YouTube is selling it for like $25 per season, and I'm not gonna pay that.
That's too much, man.
That's too much money.
There are other ways. You can do it with
Ahoy, matey.
Show money. Wink.
Wink, wink.
The show has no money. That's the asterisk on it.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. We have some. You're gonna get new headphones. What do you think?
Yeah. No, these headphones are fine. They're like not
really
heavy enough to like act, because over the ear headphones hurt my ears.
Yeah,
but these are light enough that they don't really. They make them a little bit sweaty. But then in the ear headphones, I have cauliflower ear in this ear,
That's right. It
just doesn't quite fit right.
So you've explained
overall. I really sympathize with Charlie and like the random things that he has to go through to deal with things in life.
Because you're in the dirt quite often.
Basic slimes and sludges. At its core, I really like it. You know.
Yeah. But here's a
like sewer, like being naked, bleach, smells good, tastes good.
Gasoline smells good, unironically.
In doses.
In doses, yeah. Like, I'm not putting my face in a gasoline can, but don't you ever just, like, walk by something that you know ain't good for you, you just take a sniff, and you're like, yeah, that's my one hit for the week.
Yep, that's like gunpowder.
Gunpowder's pretty good. Honestly, secondhand smoke is not too bad, but you gotta take it away.
Yeah, I can get down with some secondhand smoke. Pine trees, that's not necessarily bad for you, but I just figured I'd put it on the list.
Pine tree, it's bad for you if you...
Pine saw.
Oh, yeah, that's bad stuff.
Yeah.
It may look just like corn syrup.
Yep.
It's not corn syrup.
Don't drink either of those.
No.
Bleach... You just, whoo, that's clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the smell of freshness right there.
Like, oh, yeah. This smells like a fucking mental hospital.
Let's see. Iodine. Well, iodine's actually okay. You're supposed to eat iodine.
Yeah.
If you have non-iodized salt, like, you're doing bad things to yourself, apparently.
Dude, I forget exactly how everything went. But anyways, when I was at the VA getting some sort of doctor's checkup thing, they're like, hey, we got to draw blood. And I was like, all right, yeah, draw the fucking blood, I guess.
Do the fun thing, yeah.
And then they sent me the results. There was just, like, a normal blood test. And, yeah, perfectly fine. But they went through, like, all of, like, the vitamins and shit and minerals that I have in my diet.
Right.
Perfect.
Really?
Not deficient on literally anything. Not too much of anything. If you did, you would think I ate, like, the healthiest man alive.
What about even vitamin D? Because everybody around here has got a vitamin D thing.
Totally fine.
The hell? You spend too much time outside, that's it.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was also in the summer, and I was working outdoors, so.
There you go. Yeah, I'd probably be vitamin D deficient, I bet.
Vitamin D deficient.
Hey, yo. Sick.
Everybody laugh!
That's the cue.
Yeah.
Did everyone? Okay, we're good.
Dudes. So I was cooking up some steak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever this was. I don't
know. As you do.
And I was in the kitchen cooking steak, and I had my steak all cooked, and I was excited, and I was digging through the fridge looking for steak sauce, and I couldn't find any. So one of my roommates was in the living room. I was like, Landon, do we have any steak sauce? Say yes, or I'm going to kill everybody in this house. And he goes, yes. And I go, okay, cool. So I start digging through, and I can't find any. So I finally just like, you lied! He's like, dude, I will go to Walmart right now. Chill out. I ended up finding it in the pantry.
Okay, good. Yeah, you don't need a refrigerated steak sauce, do you?
I don't know, but I put it back in the refrigerator because it was already opened. And
yeah,
and it literally says refrigerate after opening. And I don't know how long it was in the pantry.
Does it, if you hold it up to the light, can you see chunks?
I shook it really well, so I think I got rid of them all.
Okay, good.
I did that before I even looked because I knew it was going to gross me out.
Good.
Yeah, that was pretty much the plan.
Dude, this is so fucking... I have seen coffee pots at work with coffee still in them, and there are islands in that coffee. There should not be islands in your coffee. Fuzzy little gray islands.
Put it in the trash. You only have to worry about the black stuff, right? Green and gray is kind of okay.
I wouldn't eat any of it.
I think that's how the nursery rhyme goes. Green and gray, sometimes okay. Black, don't look back. I don't fucking know.
Once you eat black, you're going in the back of a hearse because you're dead. You're
going to hell. I don't fucking know.
That's probably it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think some greens and blues are probably okay. There's certain cheeses, blue cheese.
Yeah.
All that blue shit is mold. You can eat that.
I know, and it makes me sad. I've never liked blue cheese anyway. What? Too bitter.
What? Bitter?
It's fucking bitter.
I would not. I don't know what I'd describe it as, but I wouldn't say bitter. I would say one of the best flavors of cheese, just ever.
Maybe it's one of those ones, like, if you get too much, it's bitter, but in, like, little crumbles, it's, like, just right. Like, what's that fucking cheese?
Gorgonzola? It's not blue cheese? It's crumbly, though?
Yeah, it's crumbly.
Has it got mold in it?
Feta? Feta cheese, I think?
Feta's crumbly. It doesn't got spots in it, though.
But, yeah, like, if you have too much feta, you're like, ew, what the fuck is this? But if you get, like, a nugget or two, and then you're like, hey, this is a good flavor.
I don't know if I've ever had that problem with feta.
Really?
Yeah. No, I've eaten whole spoonfuls of blue cheese before, man.
You have... No wonder you have such weak skin and tendons.
No, that's your body, my syndrome.
No, your body is eating itself now.
Jared, you can't... Don't marginalize my syndrome, okay? I have a voice.
Don't marginalize my... I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know.
I'm so lost.
You don't... okay, here's what you do. Treat me like a person, ha.
What?
I know, it's hard to do.
Just treat like you're a people.
I know, it's hard to do, but step away from the idea that I'm, like, you know, the head of a religious sect, technically, and that might, like, put me in a position higher than humanity.
Then, you know, like, the Pope.
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen Brian
Pope
Callen?
And I jam.
Have you seen Brian Callen's new stand-up at all? Or have you seen any of his stuff?
I think he's one of the clean guys, right? Oh, he's not.
No, but anyways, he has a bit. He just dropped a new special that's been out for a few years, but he put it on YouTube on his channel.
Oh, I hope he picks it up.
Dramatic eye roll.
Ha!
Looking in the camera.
I'll never be allowed on Netflix. Yeah. And that's okay.
But no, he, anyways, the point is he has a bit, and he's talking about how all these great men in the world, and he's like, it's kind of crazy to think that I'm funnier than all of them. Like, Martin Luther King never told a fart joke. Guarantee it. Or, like,
we would have heard about it.
Yeah, or even, like, maybe Jesus? Like, I mean, no. I read the whole Bible. Didn't laugh once. And I'm fucking hilarious.
Yeah, there ain't like, no even, funny shit in the Bible.
Yeah, even the Pope would say, Brian is funnier than the Lord. It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we beat the Pope. if God, yeah, I don't think Gandhi made jokes, really.
No, I think mostly he just made naked boys sleep with him
probably
to test his celibacy, and I assume he prevailed.
Did it work?
I don't fucking know. You have to look it up. Gandhi was weird and horribly racist,
and he knew karate. I think
no, he was too skinny and tired for that.
Oh, okay.
I think he was anemic, not because he was born that way, but because he never ate anything.
Yeah, from the constant protesting, right?
Yeah, he's always like, another hunger strike, and all of his followers are like, can you just do this by yourself this one time? I'd like to eat this month.
That's like one of the hardest. That's one of the weirder protests to do, isn't it?
Yeah, like
I'm gonna make you feel bad by hurting myself.
Like, well, I'm not gonna eat until you do this thing. And like, all right, well,
wouldn't your
either you'll eat or you'll die of starvation?
Yeah, wouldn't your enemy like want you to die?
Yeah.
So they're not gonna do anything.
Like, ah, oh, damn! You're showing me by killing yourself.
Yeah,
no,
weighs so heavily on my conscience. Like, maybe that would
work. Man, here I was gonna have to pay money to have you killed, but you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, maybe it would work for like one guy that you're protesting. But if you're going up against like Coca-Cola raiding your village, they're not gonna do shit. Coca-Cola funds wars, dude.
Yep.
Them. And...
Wait, do they really?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Anything, see, you don't have to have evidence to, for any of this shit anymore.
Yeah, we've discussed this a number of times. You just said something you said something confidently, and we're all like, damn, I didn't know that. And you're like, neither do I, but here we are.
Just keep doing that, and you'll go far in life.
Yes. Dude, you want to see something awesome?
Yeah, sure.
I dropped a fucking drill on my foot.
You did?
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose.
I don't know why that's awesome.
It got a little bit bruised.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Like on the edge of your foot there?
Yeah, it
it looks like something bit you.
It didn't. It fell. Right on top of my fucking foot. And it
looks
hurt.
Okay though.
Yeah, I mean, I can walk on it, so I assume it's not broken. This is my scientific approach to most things.
Are you limping?
No.
Then you're fine.
I mean, when I put my shoes on, when the top of my shoe hits it, it hurts, but that's about it. So
yeah, that'll go away.
Yeah, that's what I figured too.
I used to have...
But that brings me to... I'm pretty sure I have unbreakable toes and hands.
See, I thought so too. Because there was a time where, like, I would just put heavy things on my feet and, like, people would accidentally step on them and they're like, oh, shit, dude, sorry. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know? But that was, like, you know, middle school and high school. Now if I drop something on my foot, like, I think I developed more nerves in there or something... It's like a serious business now.
Yeah, no, but see, like, I've dropped a lot of stuff on my hands and or feet.
Yeah.
Like enough that something should have broken by now. Like, without a doubt, something should have been broken. And don't get me wrong, a lot of this shit hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But nothing broke that I ever felt the need to go get checked out, so...
You think there's a chance maybe you broke a toe and you never knew it?
I'm pretty sure I broke my hand and never knew it.
Which one?
This one right here.
Like right in the middle?
No, right here on this bone.
Really? That's hard one to fix.
Yeah, what happened was I was walking carrying a 4x4 chunk of wood, and I slipped on something, fell like it was in the middle of North Dakota, and it was just icy and snowy, and there was no traction.
That's the worst place to trip on something.
But yeah, slipped, fell completely face first, and that thing fell from 5 foot something right here. Boom, right on top of my hand.
Oh, damn.
And it immediately swelled up and went numb. And I was like, that is a very bad sign. So I just worked the left-handed for the rest of the day. And then at the end of the day, I just like packed some snow on it because there was plenty of that. And I left it there for like however, probably too long. And then the next day I could move my hand a little bit. So I worked with that. And within the week, I could move my hand totally. And I was fine.
Did you get any ibuprofen on board?
No, there's just a lot of snow nearby. So I just used that.
Snow is nature's ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Just eat it and rub it on your skin.
That's why Vikings live so long.
Exactly. It was that.
Like I said, I'm just pulling shit out.
It was that and all the booze that they drank and the weed that they smoked, yeah.
Did you know there's supposedly the Hercules gene? Have you heard anything about that?
No, what's that?
Basically, in your body, they have a...
Does it make you burst into song?
No, it makes you burst into muscle.
Oh, there you go.
But the one of the world's strongest men, Eddie Hall, I think his name is, but he has it.
Okay.
And
Hercules, wait, did you say syndrome or Hercules gene?
Hercules gene.
Okay.
But yeah, something like your body produces a thing that says, hey, this is as much muscle as your skeletal frame can like take, you know? Myostatin, that's what it is.
The upper limit of the muscle you can pack on it?
Yeah, and then he just doesn't really have any myostatin.
Really?
And so he can just pack on muscle and keep packing on muscle, and it just keeps fucking going.
Won't that become dangerous at a certain point,
though? Oh, absolutely, because there's a couple of different variations of this. There's a type 1, which is super rare. Like, you ever seen those pictures of babies that are born? And they're just like, they're like 3 weeks old, and they're just chiseled. You ever seen those?
No.
It's super
babies
weird.
Babies do that?
Oh, well, only like a very select few.
Okay.
If they're born
with... The master race of babies.
Yeah, when they're born with the type 1 of this gene. But the problem is that they develop so much muscle so fast, their bodies and their hearts can't take it, and they die. They suffocate themselves.
Oh.
And it just like collapses on their heart, and they fucking die. It sucks. But then there's this type, whatever it was, I don't even know what it's called. It's the one Eddie Hall has.
Type 2 myostatin?
Yeah. He passed on to his daughter. She's like 10 years old. And they had like a arm wrestling contest in her school, and she beat all the girls.
Yeah.
And then all the boys.
And then all the teachers.
Pretty much, I think. But no, but she
And then
just,
all the werewolves.
No, she just has this fucking mutation. And like, they have to be obviously be careful about their heart health. They can't pack on so much muscle that their heart can't take it.
Cause that's the the worry is that the heart can't move enough blood to all the muscles, mm-hmm. and then you're gonna die.
Too much muscles pressuring in on their heart, and they'll have a heart attack and die.
Interesting.
It's the same thing with obese people.
Well,
except instead of fat, it's muscle.
Well, why does the muscle push in on the heart if the heart is behind the rib cage?
And also, the heart has to make it to all these extremities. But like, think about like a toddler with the type 1, the one that like will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
They can't control it. They just sit there getting huge, and they're not even doing anything.
Oh, so there's no way to fight that. Like, nobody's lived past toddler with type 1?
No, I think people have, but it's just rare. And plus, the type 1 is super rare on its own anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, he found out that... Because he did some research into the Hercules gene, Eddie Hall did.
Yeah.
He's like, how come I have this? And then he researched it, and it's like a Scandinavian thing. He's like, dang, that's crazy. So he goes and talks to his mom and dad. Come to find out, he had no idea, but his mom was adopted. Because him and like his family's British.
Really?
So he thought he was like all British. But yeah, come to find out, his mom was adopted, and she's some kind of Scandinavian something.
Oh, wait, is this the guy in Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh, okay.
That guy supposedly doesn't have anything. Or he might. I mean, he's like 6'8" and 400-something pounds.
No, that dude, dude was fucking transported to us from, like,
from
one of the moons on Jupiter. He trained, like, Goku up there.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that guy, pure Icelandic, dude. Straight Viking.
That's insane. So, most Vikings probably had that? And that's why they were so kick-ass?
The strongest ones, I'm sure.
All right.
Like, I mean, who's going to go...
I believe that.
Who's going to go raid and pillage and rape the most?
The strong people.
And the strong ones have this.
And remember, rape didn't always mean rape.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, rape, it's one of those words, the definition changed, like gay.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, back then, like in Viking times, it's just like taking shit from people. It's just like, huh, you have a lollipop kid? Gimme.
Rape.
You just raped that kid. Ta-da.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That and raid... Are two very...
They are, yes.
Two very...
Raid is pretty much the same.
It is, but it was... Yeah. Anyways, we can move on. Talk about something else. I lost my train of thought.
I don't know if we can, Jared. I don't know if we can.
My eyelashes are itchy.
My eye was fucking twitching just a bit ago, and I thought I was going to have to deal with that the whole show, and then it just disappeared.
Yeah, some things, if you just ignore them, they go away. Like, sometimes I'm driving, and I get an itch on the bottom of my left foot, and I'm like, damn, I wish I could do something about this, and then I can't. So I'm just like, fuck it, and then it goes away.
You have to actually stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
But what do you do to get to that point? Do you just imagine
it? Mostly,
I
think you just suffer.
And then your brain wants to just stop the suffering, yeah. So it stops paying attention to it.
If you turn up the music and sing along to the best of your ability to like a difficult rap song where you're trying to keep up with the words, that keeps your mind
there
occupied.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what I do.
No, I put on Electric Six Fire album, yeah. And then just try to imagine what the music videos for all that album would be like, because I don't think they've actually made any.
Oh.
But they're always really cool in my head, and it distracts me from whatever the hell. Usually not itches, though. If there's an itch on the bottom of my foot, I can get that.
Yeah,
thing.
That shit's going to – it'll drive me bonkers.
I got soft enough shoes where I can just, like, cram my other foot in the bottom of it and just barely scrape it out.
Ooh, another show that I've been watching best clips on is Community.
Dude, I love that show.
Yeah, I've never actually watched it. I remember seeing you guys watch it before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, this looks like a neat show. And now I'm starting to watch, like, the funniest clips. Dude, that show looks fucking hysterical.
Dude, you're going to love it.
Troy and Abed in the morning.
I got Kirstie Mug that they made for that show.
Yes.
Yeah. But, like, no, that show's great. It just gets weird because it was on the chopping block for basically its entire existence.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
it's phenomenal.
It lasted for 6 seasons. But it got kicked off of NBC in season 5.
Yeah.
It was between Community and Parks and Rec. They had to make a decision, and they chose Parks and Rec and cut Community out.
Honestly, maybe that was the best shot.
It kind of worked out because they gave us, in my opinion, the fantastic season 6, made by, of all companies, Yahoo, which that streaming service doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, didn't they... Yeah,
Yahoo is tanking, dude.
Yeah, dude, weren't they like, Google was like, hey, we'll buy you for $5 million, and they said no, and now they're like, hey, now we'll buy you for $750 million, and they were like, or no, they were buying for $5 billion.
$5 billion, and then they, yeah.
Yeah, then they're like, hey, we'll buy you for $750 million, and they were like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Suppose. And then they screwed up Tumblr really bad, and now Verizon owns Tumblr.
That's fucking hilarious.
And,
hey,
yeah.
Have you noticed that your 4G is super slow in Woodland? Do you have Verizon?
No.
Oh, well, they do. Oh, well, I do, and it is. And the reason for that is because these people with 5G are taking all the bandwidth or whatever. I didn't think you could do that. Is that a thing, or are they just lying to me?
They should be using different towers, and I didn't think 5G was implemented in the U.S. yet.
Totally is.
Really?
Yep.
Where the hell is... What? Really?
You don't buy new shit, do you?
Not really, no. I don't, dude, none of my credit cards are connected to my phone. My phone is from 2014. My laptop is from 2011.
If you weren't so tech savvy, I would think you were Amish or a technophobe.
I'm a techno Amish.
You're a technophobe. That's what you are.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Techno cautious, we'll call it.
I still pay attention to modern trends. Yeah. I just won't buy into them because fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste more time and sell my data. No. I don't want my data to be stolen. I can't actually sell my data. If I was, I'd have lots of money, and I don't. So,
instead, you take Facebook quizzes, and you find out that you're sourdough bread, and then they sell those answers to you.
I am Wait, am I?
Or no, I don't know. It's a meme I saw, and it was like, here, you know what? I'm going to pull it up because you're going to love it.
I would love to take a quiz and find out that I was like a jelly donut the whole time. But that would also be a bad thing because, like, everybody's going to come after my jelly. Doesn't everybody want to know what human jelly is like? I feel like they do. I know I do.
You know what?
Hmm.
Not even a little bit. I don't want any human jelly.
None?
Just the idea of it freaks me out. Just a second. I'm trying to find... There's my profile.
Okay, but it's not jelly made from humans. It's jelly that comes from humans. There's a difference. It's like getting milk from a cow. It doesn't hurt the cow. learning that Facebook quizzes sell your data, and it's Joaquin Phoenix looking super sad in a car, and then he's really happy finding out that he's sourdough bread and he's dressed up as a Joker. I would be very happy to find out I was sourdough bread. That shit's the best bread.
Dude, that shit's hysterical. And also, wait, did you watch Joker yet?
No. My dad has. But I haven't.
Yeah, I watched it a second time, and it's much better the second time because you kind of know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
And so rather than sitting there and like, because there's a lot of situations where just like being like the viewer, you're super uncomfortable. Just like him doing something dumb, and you're sitting there, you're just like, oh, like,
I feel bad for him.
Like, I'm embarrassed for you, you know?
Yeah.
So you kind of get over that the second viewing, and you can take everything in and understand just what a phenomenal performance it is. Great movie.
That Joaquin guy, he got the face for emotion.
For anything, man.
Yeah.
That dude just, he'd do it.
I want him to be Eminem in the next Eminem movie if they make one. Wouldn't that be great? I'd love to see that. He'd have the shitty beard, too, and the beanie.
Yeah.
And I imagine in the movie he, like, kicks Machine Gun Kelly in the head.
Yeah, he, like, I don't know, like, spits literal fire onto him.
Oh shit, that'd be awesome.
Like some Scott Pilgrim type shit. Instead of like words coming out, is just actual flames.
All right, so that's good. Joaquin Phoenix as Martin Luther King Jenkins. I think that'd be
Martin
cool.
Luther King Jenkins.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It's just something I heard once. His Junior. It's actually short for Jenkins.
See, I'm not a scientist. However,
you are a linguist.
I'm not a wordologist.
There you go.
All that talk of feet itching is now the bottom of my foot itches.
Dude, that's why carpet is perfect. You just rub your feet on the ground.
I have to do it on like the corner of my carpeted stairs.
Why? Just to get the friction?
Just to get the friction so you get some burn and some scratch, and you can like really get after it.
Why do you want some burn? Just to feel the burn?
Just so it doesn't itch. Anything's better than an itch. Like if I had an itch that I couldn't scratch, but someone's like, hey, I know you can't reach it, but I'll stab you there instead, I'd be like, go for it.
You get itches that bad, huh?
Dude, I have the random... This is... All right, you're going to lock me up, but hear me out, okay?
All right, no.
Sometimes...
I have no handcuffs here that I know of.
None strong enough content to contain me.
Also, I wouldn't have the keys for him anyway, probably.
Anyways, but yeah, I can get an itch, like, in my chest, up, like, my neck, kind of, that feels like it's beneath my skin, and I don't know what that is.
What the hell is... Yeah.
I don't know, but I could sit there and, like, it's not a bad itch, but it's definitely there.
Yeah?
It's not like a real itch. It's almost like something is just super sensitive.
Hmm.
And like, so I sit there and scratch it, but it's under my skin. So I just like, finally I just give up.
That's weird, man.
And I shared way too much on this show, and we should end it now because I don't think I'm ever coming back.
I think you might, I don't know.
You know what? Actually, before we end it, I want you to Google itch under skin. What is?
That exact phrasing?
Yes.
Under skin, what is? And actually, since you said Google, I could do that.
Do something.
Itchy muscles. Causes and treatment. Healthline.com? Do we trust that more than WebMD?
Yeah. Okay. Muscles itchy. Yeah, you know what? I'll take it.
Causes. We don't know exactly why muscles itch, but there are a number of potential causes and correlations. It's easier to determine a cause if you have other symptoms, but often itchy muscles are an isolated sensation. The nervous system has receptors that respond to stimuli and tell your body how to respond to protect itself. Scientists are researching neurological conditions which cause nerves to respond the way they do. Fibromyalgia is a chronic condition with unknown cause that affects the muscles. Pain and fatigue in muscles from fibromyalgia may also cause muscle itch. Other symptoms of fibromyalgia include unexplained pain and weakness.
No pain in my shoulder.
Okay, let's skip along. Neuropathic itch. Damage to the nervous system can cause a desire to itch for no apparent reason. Conditions like stroke, multiple sclerosis, shingles, and cavernous
I don't know what that last one is, so I might have gotten it, but I'm not sure.
Well, let's look at that. Hemangioma.
Abnormal buildup of blood vessels on or under the surface of the skin.
May look like a red wine or strawberry-colored plaque. Well, you don't have that, right?
I have a dot.
One dot?
On my skin.
Let me see. Like it's on your shoulder?
No, like right in here somewhere.
Oh, that's not a, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a birthmark, but I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, no, this doesn't count.
It's in the same general area. I need to go to the doctor and tell him that I need medical marijuana.
That might work, dude.
Yeah, I have an itch under my skin and I want medical marijuana. And dude, they're like, tell you what, come sit over here real quick.
I'm telling you, Kirsty is like the golden ticket to the medical marijuana train. We just need to like put the time in.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, dude, she's in.
That's like, phenomenal.
She's got, well, it's not.
Well, the
really.
Difference is like she actually needs it.
Yes.
It's not like she's like, hey, haha, my fucking calves hurt and I want to get some weed. And she's like, no. I'm dying, and I would like some medical marijuana,
yeah.
Please.
Shit'll work. So maybe we can get you on that train. How about that?
For the itches under my skin.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a...
It does make me feel better to know that itchy muscles, if that's what we're going to call it, is just like a pretty normal thing, I guess.
I mean, it's under the skin. It, you know it's not your bones.
Yeah.
So that could be it. I was also just thinking maybe you got...
What
like,
if I had itchy bones?
Fuck, that's what some people think that itches is.
Yeah, you're like, whew, my bones are hot. And they're like,
yeah, when you got
I beg your pardon?
When you got an itch, that just means your skeleton's ready to hatch. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not me, want you to, at TGFRadio.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statement before we get out of here?
If there's something I learned today, it's that if you have what you thought was a major medical condition, it's probably nothing serious, and don't deal with it.
Blow it out of proportion.
It'll be fine. Chill out.
Yeah.
If you're bleeding from your eyes, maybe you just need to drink more water to replace the blood.
Maybe. Blood is 80% water?
Fuck, probably.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm not a bloodologist.
I know it's thicker than water, so... Some of it's got to be
by
water.
By a micro percent, but yeah.
Yeah, probably. All right. We'll be back next week. Pardon everybody.